कोरोना वायरस के कारण लोग सिर्फ घरों में नहीं रुके हैं, लोग ऐसी ऐसी जगहों पर फंसे हुए हैं जहां से वापस घर पहुंचना बहुत मुश्किल हो गया है। जैसे कि भारत में बहुत सारे लोग चार्टर फ्लाइट से ऑस्ट्रेलिया लौटे हैं, लेकिन बहुत सारे लोग ऐसे हैं जो छोटी जगहों पर फंसे हुए हैं और वहां से वे मेन एयरपोर्ट्स तक नहीं आ पा रहे हैं क्योंकि वहां भी लॉकडाउन है। इस कारण उनके पास बहुत कम विकल्प हैं। ऐसे ही एक शख्स वामशी श्रीधर से हमने बात की जो इस वक्त हैदराबाद में हैं। वामशी खुद मेलबर्न में रहते हैं, यहाँ स्थायी निवासी हैं, लेकिन मार्च में गए थे अपनी माँ से मिलने और उसके बाद वहीं फंस गए हैं, वहाँ से लौट नहीं पाए हैं। वामशी आपका स्वागत है, बताइए कि इस वक्त आप कहाँ हैं और क्या स्थिति है?
So, I live in Hyderabad and मैं मेलबर्न में रहता हूँ, 2 साल पहले आया था मेलबर्न को। तो इट्स अ गुड प्लेस टू लिव एंड हैप्पी अ प्लेस टू सर्वाइव ऑल द टाइम। तो आई वांटेड टू कम ऑन अ पर्टिकुलर रीजन टू माय होम टाउन व्हिच इज इन हैदराबाद। तो मैंने मार्च में आया था एंड ऑल ऑफ अ सडन थिंग्स गॉट चेंज्ड व्हेन द लॉकडाउन हैपेंड एंड फ्रॉम देन आई एम ट्राइंग टू गो बैक टू माय कंट्री। आई एम इन अ पोजीशन वेयर माय here my mother is all alone, so I had to stay back. But yeah, my family is stranded there.
In Melbourne?
I'm not sure. Yeah, abhi kya hone? Yeah, she's in my wife is in Melbourne, so I'm not sure what will happen. I'm just waiting.
You guys have put up a petition asking Australian and Indian government both, if I am correct.
What we are trying to do is like, main kya kar raha hoon? I've taken my own a bit of responsibility and I'm trying to talk to the local governments to help us to get a flight which connects to the chartered flights which are existing in different parts of the country, or maybe if the government can help us reach Malaysia or Singapore from where the Australian flights are running, like not Australian flights but some of the flights like Malaysian Airlines and Singapore Airlines, it seems they are running from those respective countries. So agar yahan se India se agar hum logo ko kuch flights wahan pe chhod denge to tab bhi acha hoga. Ya fir I have heard that there are like 10,000 to 20,000 students, citizens, OCIs and whatnot, like few other guys who wants to come back to India from Australia. So jo log wahan se yahan pe aayenge na, if those flights come from there, they will go empty back to Australia if Australia is providing those flights. So why can't those flights fill with Indians here? Or if there is a flight going from India as part of the responsibility of Indian government, it should go empty and pick up Indians there. So either way, it will be easy if there is a possibility of travel happening from both the sides through flights. And if both the governments come up with such a solution, it will be good. Because there have been voluntarily many chartered flights arranged by a few people from Australia who have been very much kind to do that. They have been in connection with the Australian High Consulate, High Commission, which is located in Kolkata, Chennai, Mumbai and Delhi. So they have been trying to provide chartered flights. They have been doing very well. And they have almost like they have sent around 2,000 people and they want to help more with different locations. And they wanted us to fill surveys to see if people are still willing to get into those. But what I have observed is, people, for example, अभी आप हैदराबाद से देख लीजिए, easy हो गया चेन्नई जाने के लिए, एक बस हो गया and people could travel there. But there are passengers who have kids, like 6 months के बच्चे है, 3 महीने के बच्चे है, there are some pregnant women who don't want to risk traveling all the way from their particular place. Maybe it's like some of them are living at a distance of 300 kilometers from Hyderabad also. So un logo ko Hyderabad aake yahan se Hyderabad se Chennai jane ka problem ho raha tha, and some of them they did not opt this choice because of that reason. And it's not only with Hyderabad or it's not only with Telugu states, but the other South Indian states like Kerala, Karnataka, there are people who are stranded there just because they don't have a proper commutation to reach there. Obviously, the buses are being provided again by the government or by KTC or someone, which is very good. They are doing their best. There is no complaint against them. But the problem is that people are scared to travel whole long from here, from their hometowns to Hyderabad, their hometowns to Chennai. So that is creating a bit of trouble. So we are trying our best to talk to local governments and see if we can get a connecting flight or get a flight which will drop us in Chennai if the chartered flights are running again, or to Malaysia so that we can get the repatriation flights. Or, like I told you, a flight coming from Australia to drop Indians can pick us up, or a flight going to Australia to pick Indians can drop us there. So I'm just trying to find out how many are stranded. And in Telugu states, I could get around 200 people who are looking for options still.
Have you received any response from some authorities?
We haven't spoke to authorities yet. I'm just collecting the list of people at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I could see that there are around 200 Telugu people. And I'm sure if you just connect with any other South Indian states, you will definitely find more people. They are also looking for options. They are not even sure what will happen next. So if there is a charter flight from Chennai, they want to rest there, or they want to talk to authorities. They're all helpless. Seriously speaking, they're all helpless. And I think this is the time the government takes care of us. Like, I'm damn sure our Australian government has been very generous by providing JobKeeper payments, trying to quarantine people in good hotels, and they're doing their best. But I still request them, if they can find out an option to evacuate the Indians from here and evacuate the Australian citizens and PRs from here, or evacuate the Indians from there, It'll be very much thankful, because I'm not sure how long will this crisis go on. And
exactly,
people are literally scared.
That's what people are saying, that if you guys are there and you are at home at your native places, many people have said that why can't you stay there for some time, wait, let things go normal and then come. So many people are asking why this rush.
Because they have become citizens of Australia. So that is their hometown now. They are on a visit to or a vacation to other country. It's like they're definitely feeling like they don't belong here. Or that might be because of many reasons. Like, they have their own jobs, they have their own businesses there, they have their own properties there. And it's not like everyone will come along with the entire family and stay back. Just take my example. My wife is standing there and I'm here. So there are many people, many families, like many wives with their kids here and husbands out there in Australia. And there are many husbands out here and their kids and kids and wives in the other country, in Australia. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's the reason they want to go back is they feel secured where they think they belong to. That's how human life is, right? Mm. So they think that they will be feeling more secure in Australia, because they've been living there since 10 years or 12 years or 15 years for many reasons. And yeah, they don't have anything here. They're worried about their jobs. Obviously, this will end maybe in 3 months. Let's say that by God's grace, it ends in 3 months.
Mm.
And what after that? Like, anything can happen in 90 days. It's a long term. It's not like 1 week process. It's like 90 days. 90 days of unavailability to their normal life will definitely create problem to them.
Well, all the best, Karam. I hope everything goes down very well and you come back home soon with your family. You will be with your family soon.
Yeah, I hope so.
My wishes with you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
ऐसी ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहाँ आप podcast सुनते हैं, वहाँ हम हैं।